I ran the 1996 New York City Marathon, and along the course they would hand out aspirin. And I took some, and for whatever reason I had a really bad reaction, and it started a chain reaction called ischemic colitis, which is essentially internal bleeding. Your stomach starts to feed upon itself and it can't stop. So I got to Central Park, and a disciple came out to cheer me on, and he came out and went, "Are you okay?" And I kept going, and another coach from the UN came out, had the same reaction. I crossed the finish line, and these two people came up to me and said, "Well, why don't you come with us?" And I was ashen. My skin was gray. And pretty soon they realized what was going on. They put me in an ambulance. By this time, I'm writhing in pain. Every 8 minutes, my stomach would knot up. And they got me to Roosevelt Hospital. It was before sports medicine was really known, so they didn't really know what to do. They couldn't get an IV in my arm because my veins were completely shrunk. And a nurse came in and said, "Is there someone we can call?" And so I told them I was staying in Kirit's house at the time, and I knew Kirit would run faster than me, so he would be home. So Kirit knew what to do. He went up to Guru's house, came in the house, and he told Guru. Guru's in the kitchen. And Guru leaned against the counter and said, closed his eyes, said, "I'm putting a strong force on him right now." And Kirit remembered about what time that was. And at that time, I was on the hospital bed. My body went completely straight. It started buzzing with energy, and I immediately started chanting "Supreme, Supreme, Supreme" out of nowhere. And it lasted like about 10 seconds, the amount of time that Guru leaned against the counter. And I'll have to tell the rest later. Thanks.